I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from San Mateo at the San Mateo County Silicon Valley CVB, Conference and Visitors Bureau. We're here with Jacqueline Joshua, Communications Manager. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tell us about your mission. What do you guys do?
Well, we have recently rebranded as the San Francisco Peninsula Conventions and Visitors Bureau. Our region covers San Mateo County, which includes 20 miles of Bayside and 60 miles of Coastside.
So you go from the San Francisco Bay over the hills all the way to the Pacific Ocean.
Yes, we represent about 18 cities.
Wow.
And this is just 20 minutes south of San Francisco. Mm.
We can almost touch San Francisco International Airport.
Exactly. And we're home to SFO Airport, San Francisco International. And if anyone has ever flown from SFO, you've technically already been on the peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever come down, it's amazing to explore.
And what's the furthest south town within your region on the peninsula?
Further south, we represent parts of Palo Alto, so East Palo Alto.
Mm-hmm.
And then the most north would be South San Francisco. And on the coast side, starting from Pacifica all the way down to Pescadero. So we're hugging the coast, and it's beautiful.
Well, I've got to say, it's an easy sell. Your destinations pretty much sell themselves, don't they?
I do think it's because of scenic views.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot to offer as far as for nature lovers. We also have a fantastic food scene. So when you think of the San Francisco Peninsula and Silicon Valley, you may not really think of farming, agriculture, and fishing, but our region has over 50 working farms and bay harbors. And when you drive over Highway 92, heading into Half Moon Bay, you'll start to see the sides of the road come alive with fields of orange pumpkins, lush green Brussels sprouts, and proud artichoke plants.
And there's some major flower growers over on the coast,
aren't there? Yeah, we also have some sunflower fields. Definitely in the fall time, the upcoming harvest season, we love to encourage visitors and locals to come see the sunflower fields, the pumpkin patches. It's a really great time to come to Half Moon Bay.
Mm-hmm. So you have the giant mega pumpkin contest.
Yes, we do.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
I saw a picture. One guy filled up like the back of his pickup truck.
They take it so seriously.
Wow.
It attracts hundreds of thousands of visitors. Mm. 92 is just like, it's very, maybe I should
bumper
say.
To bumper.
Yeah, bumper to bumper, but it's very exciting because they grow it in their backyards or their farms.
So you have a whole pumpkin festival.
In Half Moon Bay, they're known as the pumpkin capital. And for this specific competition, I mean, these pumpkins grow over 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I mean, it's a lot of pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm. Pacifica. One of my favorite California coastal destinations.
Yes.
And it blows my mind. It's like 11 and a half miles from SFO and probably, 10 miles to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And yet so many people I know, even travel journalists, don't know about this town.
It's so true, and it actually has a lot of rich history for our native people, Ohlone people. There's the Portola Ohlone Heritage Trail. There's Sanchez Adobe. It's incredible, and also leads into Half Moon Bay, and if you keep going along the coast, you'll hit Pescadero. So they're just three great, charming towns, and they each have their own little flair. And Pacifica has great beaches, too.
And the other side, one of my favorites, I haven't been to the event, but you guys have this doggy surfer contest there.
So it's super cool to see people out and about with their dogs, and I don't even know where to begin to...
Some of these doggies, I swear, are a better surfer than I am. It's
I can't
crazy.
Even stand on a board, so...
But they just somehow understand.
They
know,
do. They, yeah. Their weight, it's incredible.
How many people come to that? Quite a few?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely traffic because people want to see dogs surf.
I would.
And there's also Mavericks with the huge waves.
Some of the largest surfing waves on planet Earth.
And it's so dangerous. They actually made a movie of it, I want to say over a decade ago, Chasing Mavericks.
Yeah, guys literally die.
Yes. So you have to be at a certain skill level to really survive that and exceed.
But one caveat, the surf break is quite a distance off the shore. So you really need to bring binoculars
if you're
going to watch.
Right.
Or rent a helicopter.
Oh, yeah. That's a great view.
The whole county, for international tourists, an iconic itinerary, they fly into SFO, they rent a car, and then they start working their way down Highway 1. So you're only a part of their grand tour because they're going to try and get to Big Sur and all the way down to Santa Barbara.
And that's what makes it such a great road trip. There's quite a lot to see. I would say our region, it definitely has rugged coastline. Like I said, with Maverick type of waves, they're really, I want to say rugged, but that's not the word.
Brutal.
Yeah. But there's also really great, seasonally, there's flowers blooming right now. It's just a great area to hike as well for families. So there's a lot to do along the coastline.
If you had a couple girlfriends coming into town, say they lived in the East Coast, what would your itinerary be? What would be the must-dos? You just had one weekend to show them around.
For the weekend, the first day on Saturday, we could explore the Bayside. And
what would the high points on the Bayside?
Some high points on the Bayside would be visiting Filoli, historic Roman gardens. Have you been there?
I have. And
it's incredible.
A lot of people don't know there was a 1970s TV series called Dynasty.
Yes.
In the opening scene, you think it's some guy's mansion, but it's Filoli.
It's an incredible mansion, and you're able to visit the mansion. It's from the early 1900s. Super cool. They made it a whole experience to walk through, and also the garden is just exquisite.
So it's the garden, the plants, that is the draw.
It's gorgeous.
And the bonus is seeing this classic mansion.
Exactly.
Sitting. Yeah.
And seasonally, they have really fun things, like summer nights at Filoli, they have cocktail drinks. So that's something really fun to do with the girls.
And then nearby, another even more best-kept secret is the Las Pulgas Water Temple.
Oh, yeah, and that's really close to Filoli.
It's like four miles.
Yeah,
from
exactly.
But that, and it's so close to Interstate 280, and yet it's basically a Roman Grecian temple.
It's gorgeous, I would say that's probably one of our top Instagrammable places to take shoots. I mean, people have their wedding shoots there. Cost at all. You could just walk in and have a picnic.
Try and describe it.
It kind of reminds me of, what's the one in San Francisco?
Building? From the 1915 World Exhibition.
I'm going blank on the name.
I'm going blank, too.
But gorgeous structure, Greek structure. And there's a lawn and this pool in the middle. There's really just a lot you can do as far as taking pictures.
So it literally is a temple, a homage to water.
Yep.
Because it started when they built the reservoir up at Yosemite, Hetch Hetchy.
Yes, that's right.
And they tunneled and brought these giant pipes of water all the way from the Sierras to San Francisco. And the Las Pulgas Water Temple is where the water dumps into the Crystal Springs Reservoir.
It's incredible. Yeah, because it's right there. I learned something.
That's one of my favorite forever places.
You'll have to go later today and see it.
Yeah, sunset's a great time.
Yeah. Bayside. So that would be another stop, Las Pulgas Water Temple. And then I think we'd probably take the 92 and then kind of cut into the coastside area.
So 92 starts in San Mateo, right?
Yeah.
And goes over the coastal mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So even that drive getting there.
Scenic drive for sure, too. I would probably go along the coastside and do that coastside road trip. There's also Devil's Slide on Highway 1, too. Which there's Devil's Slide and then Devil's Bunker. Have you ever seen that? Or it's not really a building. It's this sort of worn down structure that's on the top of the cliff, and it has a bunch of graffiti on it, but it looks really epic overlooking the water on the road to
Devil's Slide. And just a backstory, Devil's Slide was this area of Highway 1 that's landslides happened so much they finally gave up and rerouted Highway 1.
Isn't that incredible?
So now Devil's Slide area is a hike area.
Yeah, there's great hiking trails over there.
If you stayed in either Half Moon Bay or Pacifica, that's a great hiking day trail.
Right.
And then loop back, because you touched briefly on hiking around Pacifica, because there are some incredible trails there.
Yeah, there's Maury Point too. It's not really necessarily a long hiking area, but Maury Point is a little bit of a walk upstairs, and then it overlooks, like, it's, you're on a cliff and it overlooks the ocean. It's really pretty, and you know, it's dog friendly. Everything's dog friendly in Pacifica and Half Moon Bay.
Dogs rule.
Surfing dogs if you look to your left. So I would definitely go from Pacifica to Half Moon Bay. So if you're looking for a really delicious Italian authentic restaurant in Half Moon Bay, I highly recommend Fattoria Amar. And they are true farm-to-table experience, and they ultimately source their ingredients from local farms.
Literally fresh and local.
Literally as fresh as it gets. Yeah. And our program, As Fresh As It Gets, connects residents and visitors to San Mateo County's farmers and fishermen and the restaurants and hotels that serve our outstanding fresh and local products. And Fattoria Amar is just the epitome, as fresh as it gets, our program.
Since we're over on the coast, are other best-kept secrets like Pescadero Beach?
Oh, yeah. And also, Pescadero has this one farm called Harley Goat Farm, and they have really cute goats that you can see inside the shop. You can get some goat cheese, and right near there, there's Arcangeli's grocery store. You can get the best artichoke bread.
Oh, I'm ready for that.
So
and then
good.
Isn't Duarte's Tavern around there? Goes back to, like, post-Gold Rush era forever.
The town of Pescadero is very quaint, and it's so charming. It feels like another time.
Yeah, like 100 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, where time literally stands still. Is there a place to stay there in Pescadero?
Yes. So in Pescadero, a great hotel. It's really beautiful. It's Costa Nova. It's a lodge, camp, and resort. And in Half Moon Bay, we have Oceano Hotel and Spa. That's near the golf links where the Ritz-Carlton is as well. So that's an awesome activity. That's just, I think it's a walk away for the golf links. Also in Half Moon Bay, kayaking is a great sport. Yeah, there's quite a lot to do.
And they have kayak rental companies there.
Yep, Half Moon Bay Kayak.
Yeah, actually I went out with them a long time ago. That was fun. Right out in the ocean.
Yeah, and there's also surfing lessons with Adventure Out in Pacifica. We like to have visitors come down and book with them because you can be at any level, and they're fantastic.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Half Moon Bay. Some of your favorites. You had the girls for the weekend. Where would you take them there in Half Moon Bay?
Half Moon Bay, we definitely go to one of the beaches, and I personally like to, during the fall season, go to one of the pumpkin patches, because it's just something you have to see over there. There's so many farms, local farms, and I would probably spend the rest of the day there and maybe see the sunset, go for some dinner at Fattoria Amar.
One of the things I have to add, Half Moon Bay, I mean, I've been coming up and down the coast for years. I've written travel books and whatnot about some inns in Half Moon Bay. But what you do there and see there is right off of Highway 1. And so here's how dumb I am. I would stop in those shops right along Highway 1, and somehow I thought, well, this must be all that's left of Half Moon Bay, you know. And so last fall, I was doing some stories at the Ritz-Carlton. I had an extra day. And so I just poked around down, and I discovered the old downtown Half Moon
Bay. Is it near Pillar Point Harbor?
What's where all the old shops are?
Yeah.
The old Main Street.
Oh, yeah, Main Street.
Yeah.
That's something I would do with the girlfriends.
That is insane. You know, what a hidden gem it is.
It is.
Two blocks off Highway 1, and you would not know it's there.
Yeah, you get the full charm of the downtown.
Yeah, talk to us about Old Town, downtown.
Downtown Half Moon Bay on Main Street.
Yeah.
It has really cute boutique shops, lots of restaurants, great cafes. If you want to get a nice pastry and coffee, definitely make a trip and visit the downtown. You won't be disappointed. Mm-hmm. It's really nice.
So, Southern Reaches on Bayside in San Mateo County. before you get to Santa Clara County, right?
Right.
Like you said, you're down at Stanford and Palo Alto. What are some of the cool things to do South Peninsula within the county? Pick one.
There's a lot.
I know.
Well, in Palo Alto, I would encourage visitors to see the Foster Museum. It's a foundation that was established to preserve and keep intact. It was for Tony Foster's watercolor journey paintings, and so it's this little art exhibit, and sometimes they have yoga, so you might be able to catch a yoga amongst the art, yoga session amongst the art.
Where is it in Palo Alto?
It is on Commercial Street. Another family-friendly thing to do on the Bayside is visiting the Hiller Aviation Museum in San Carlos.
Been there.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's great.
I have yet to go as an adult.
When I was a kid, I think it was kind of in the Tidelands.
Uh-huh.
That's where Hiller built helicopters.
Yeah.
So as a kid, I always remember seeing them. It was so cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a really fun to do with family.
Right off of 101. It's easy access.
Easy access.
Yeah.
And there's a lot about San Carlos that people don't necessarily know. Like, there's a mid-peninsula wine trail in San Carlos. Huh. So the mostly are family-owned wineries, Russian Ridge, Flying Suitcases. I also want to mention our coastal wineries, which is La Nebbia Winery and Barterra Winery, which is right next to Vittoria Moore.
Half Moon Bay.
In Half Moon Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are must-dos, must-sees.
Yeah.
Okay. What secrets are you holding back? Hard to choose, isn't it?
It is really hard to choose.
The best of the best. So let's say you were flying in and out of SFO and you had an 8-hour layover.
Oh.
You know, you could go zoom off and do something in relative proximity to the airport. What would be your number one recommendation?
You know, it's what the great thing about our region is that everything's so close in proximity, you could really do almost everything.
You could get over to Half Moon Bay.
You could actually go down to Half Moon Bay, too.
Yeah,
so
that's
I would definitely check out our food scene because our ingredients are so fresh. You wouldn't necessarily think of San Mateo County and Silicon Valley as home to fresh farming.
So Jacqueline, if somebody wanted to learn more about the region and things to do and see, where would you direct us?
I would direct everyone to the sanfranciscopeninsula.com. That is our website. If you want to check us out on Instagram, it's at the SF Peninsula.
I heard you have some viral Instagram posts.
Oh, yeah. It's really great. We have a lot of scenic posts, things that influencers are checking out. So be sure to check that out and come down to the peninsula. And my name is Jacqueline Joshua, Communications Manager with the San Francisco Peninsula Conventions and Visitors Bureau.
Jacqueline, thanks again. And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from the heart of San Mateo County. We'll see you here.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York, and in fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.